Chapter 31. The Snakesman Turns Nose. 1 week later, their plans were thrown into still further disarray. On May 17th, 1855, a letter was delivered to Pierce. Written in a graceful and educated hand, it read, "My dear sir, I shall be most greatly obliged if you could contrive to meet with me at the Palace, Sydenham, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, for the purpose of discussing some matters of mutual interest. Most respectfully, I am William Williams, Esquire." Pierce looked at the letter in consternation. He showed it to Edgar, but Edgar could not read, so Pierce read the contents aloud. Edgar stared at the penmanship. "Clean Willie's got himself a screever for this one," he said.
"Obviously," Pierce said. "But why?"
"Perhaps he's touching you up."
"If that's all it is, I'd be happy," Pierce said.
"You're going to meet him?"
"Absolutely. Will you crow for me?"
Edgar nodded. "You want Barlow? A good cosh could save a mighty trouble."
"No," Pierce said. "That'll set them hounding for sure, a cosh would."
"Right then," Edgar said. "A simple crow. 'Twon't be easy in the palace."
"I'm sure Willie knows that," Pierce said gloomily.
A word should be said about the Crystal Palace, that magical structure which came to symbolise the Victorian mid-century. An enormous three-storey glass building, covering 19 acres, it was erected in 1851 in Hyde Park to house the great exhibition of that year, and it impressed every visitor who saw it. Indeed, even in drawings, the Crystal Palace is stunning to the modern eye, and to see more than 1 million square feet of glass shimmering in the afternoon light must have been a remarkable sight for anyone. It is not surprising that the palace soon represented the forward-looking technological aesthetic of the new industrial Victorian society. But this fabulous structure had a comfortingly haphazard origin. Led by Prince Albert himself, plans for the Great Exhibition began in 1850 and soon ran into arguments about the proposed exhibition hall itself and its location. Obviously, the building would have to be very large, but what kind of building and where? A competition in 1850 attracted more than 200 designs, but no winner. Thus, the building committee drew up a plan of its own for a dreadful brick monstrosity. The structure would be 4 times as long as Westminster Abbey and boast a dome even larger than that of St. Peter's. It would be located in Hyde Park. The public balked at the destruction of trees, the inconvenience to riders, the general ruin of the pleasant neighbourhood, and so on. Parliament seemed reluctant to permit Hyde Park to be used as the building site.